Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on Tony, T-O-N-Y, Perry, P-E-R-R-Y. As per the medical record supply, Tony Perry was seen at the emergency room on 7/29/22, complaining of right hand laceration at the and left knee pain. Period. He had a history of hypertension. Period. He related his injuries were sustained when he was in a motor vehicle accident while at work, where he was a restrained passenger. Period. He complained of tenderness in the involved areas. Period. He was examined and underwent several x-rays to be inserted here. Period. He was then treated and released after his laceration was repaired. Period. He then was seen on 7/30/22 for his discharge. This appeared to be a carryover from the evening before. Period. He then was advised to follow up with orthopedics and suture removal in 10 to 14 days. Period. He was excused from work. Period. New paragraph on 8/1/22. He was seen at occupational medicine by Dr. Beswick, B-E-S-W-I-C-K. Period. He diagnosed contusion of the left knee, comma, open wound of the right middle finger and little finger without damage to the nail, comma, displaced fracture of the medial phalanx of the right middle finger, and contusion of the right hip and contusion of the left hip. Period. He was to continue ibuprofen and antibiotics 4 times per day. Period. He was then referred to an orthopedic hand specialist. Period. New paragraph to that end, he was seen on 8/3/22 by Dr. Sheeran, S-H-E-A-R-I-N, period. He performed a clinical exam and repeated x-rays demonstrating an index volar plate avulsion fracture comprising 20% of the articular surface. There also appeared to be a long finger volar plate avulsion fracture comprising 10% of the articular surface with reduced PIP articulation. Paired, these fractures are of moderate complexity. Paired, they discussed treatment options and agreed to pursue a conservative course of treatment, including hand therapy. Paired, Dr. Sheeran followed his progress over the next few months, concurrent with serial x-rays on 1/12/23. These showed index finger volar plate avulsion fracture evident comprising 20% of the articular surface with minimal displacement and long finger volar plate avulsion fracture comprising 10% of the articular surface with minimal displacement. Period, the PIP articulations were congruent. Period, upon exam, his swelling and ecchymosis about the right index finger had resolved. Period, his ligament function was intact. Period, the tenderness of the PIP articulation was improved, and he was able to make a composite fist. Period, his hand was warm and well fused at the fingertips. Period, the swelling and ecchymosis at the right long finger had resolved, period. The transverse laceration at the base of the proximal phalanx had healed, period. His neurologic and tendon function remained intact. The right small finger oblique laceration at the base of the proximal phalanx was healed. Paired digital nerve sensation was intact. Paired he was able to make a composite fist locking 2 centimeters on the index. Paired nerve function in the median ulnar and radial nerves was intact. Paired Dr. Sheeran deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement and could work full duty without restrictions. Paired findings and conclusions. On 7/29/22, Tony Perry was a restrained passenger in a vehicle involved in a collision while at work. Perry was seen the same day at the emergency room and underwent x-rays and clinical exam. Period. He also was found to have a hand laceration that was repaired with suturing. Period. He then followed up briefly at occupational medicine on 8/1/22 and was referred for hand specialist consultation. Period. New paragraph in that regard. He was seen by Dr. Sheeran beginning 8/3/22. Period. He performed serial x-rays of Mr. Perry's hand that demonstrated progressive healing. Period, as of the last visit on 1/12/23, he was doing well both clinically and radiographically. Period, there was a slight limitation in his right small finger ability to make a composite fist, lacking 2 centimeters. Scratch that. He was able to make a composite fist, lacking 2 centimeters on the index finger. Period. He was cleared to return to work in a full duty capacity. Period. New paragraph. This case will be rated for injuries to both the right index and middle fingers using the 6th edition. Period. And